Wednesday, August 23rd. If we can go ahead and start with the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Wonderful. Okay. Okay, let's do a roll call now. From my understanding, the second district has not been sworn in yet, so I'll skip that one. Third district, Kevin Rice is out as well. Our first district, Commissioner Hall?
Here.
Fifth district, Commissioner Bartlett?
Here.
And myself, fourth district chairwoman. Great for roll call. All right. Now we need to approve the minutes from our June 14th meeting. Can I get a motion to approve, please, if we've all had a chance to review them?
I'll make a motion for approval. And you're gonna have a second?
I will second that. Perfect. Can we go ahead and get the vote? Everyone in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Great. That takes care of that. Perfect. Now, item number two, discussion items. Justin, I'm gonna go ahead and turn it over to you for a presentation.
Thank you, Chair Perez. The first item up is item number one, General Plan Amendment H20-01, Housing Element Update. Applicant is the OC Development Services Division. Location is in all unincorporated areas of Orange County, inclusive of all supervisory districts. Yuritsi Randall will be, and Cindy Salazar will be presenting on behalf of staff.
Testing?
Yeah, great.
Good afternoon, Chair Perez and Commissioners. My name is Yuritsi Randall. I'm the Associate Planner here in the OC Development Services. Today, Cindy Salazar, Land Use Manager, and I will be providing a status report on the General Plan Amendment H-20-01 Housing Element Update. In today's presentation, we will go over the agenda items shown on the screen. Please stop us at any time in the presentation for any questions you may have. The housing element began in May 2020. County staff last provided in a status report on June 22, 2022. Prior to the submittal of the second housing element draft, the Board of Supervisors approved a zoning code amendment to increase the allowable density for the county's housing overlay zone on September 27, 2022. As with every other jurisdiction in the county received a letter requiring edits to the first housing element draft for resubmission to HCD. OC Development Services, County Council, and the county's consultant, Kimberly Horn, conducted an extensive review and revision of the housing element before sending the revised second draft to HCD on December 9th, 2022. County staff received the second HCD comment letter earlier this year on February 7, 2023. Since that time, OC Development Services, County Council, and OC Community Resource, OCCR, have been working to revise the housing element to address all of HCD comments and to account for new and updated legal requirements. The following includes highlights of some of HCD comments included in the second comment letter. Assessment of the fair housing in an unincorporated area by including income categories of identified sites with respect to location and the number of sites by all income groups. Revision to land inventory to provide an estimate of potential development by income on a per parcel basis. Inclusion of an analysis of governmental restraints on housing development by describing the typical process and approval procedure for a typical single and multifamily residential development, and inclusion of discrete timing for all programs to ensure a meaning and, ensures meaning and specific action and objectives.
Great, thank you. So, So since the county's housing element serves as, So the summary of the third draft revision. So in response to the HCD comment letter, the following major revisions were incorporated. We included additional data specific to unincorporated areas, was included in the community profile and affirmatively furthering fair housing sections specific to the unincorporated areas. This included new census data using census designated places within unincorporated areas, census block groups, American Community Survey, and other data from a variety of sources such as SCAG local profiles and HCD. We reformatted the sections, headers, tables, figures, and graphics to match HCD's template document. And in addition, the revised draft includes significant analysis of housing issues as required by law. The Housing Action Plan, which is Section 5 of the Housing Element, includes programs targeted to increase housing units for all income categories and also to address the high priority housing issues. Since this county's housing element serves as a policy guide to address a comprehensive housing need, the Housing Action Plan includes programs to address the county's high priority housing issues. There are a total of 10 programs identified in the Housing Action Plan. These programs were found to be included in many of HCD's approved housing elements, and many of these programs are already being implemented by the county. Inclusion of these programs in the housing element better help communicate them to the public. Programs that are already implemented by the county include density bonus ordinance, accessory dwelling implementation and tracking, and equal housing opportunity and affirmatively furthering fair housing. Two programs to highlight are programs 2 and 9. These programs will require further consideration and approval by the board. However, we believe that inclusion of these two new programs are necessary to obtain a substantial compliance letter from HCD and to address high priority housing issues. Similar programs are contained in housing elements approved by HCD, including those in the cities of Irvine, Laguna Beach, Santa Ana, and San Clemente. Program 2 proposes an adaptive reuse ordinance that proposes a conversion of a qualifying office or commercial building into housing or a multi-use development within the housing component. And Program 9 proposes an inclusionary housing program that would be considered by the board to expand affordable housing options. This program would consider a certain number of units for households earning 50% or less of the median income. The county ordinance may propose that this affordable requirement could be provided either on-site, off-site, or in lieu or provision of land. No additional information is available yet on the specifics of this program and would require a coordinated effort with various departments, so study sessions with the Planning Commission on what the program would look like. So at the completion of the revisions in early June, the revised housing element was available for public review and comment via the county's website for a minimum of 7 days. A total of 6 comments were received and did not warrant any substantial changes to the document. And on July 31st, the third draft housing element was submitted to HCD for their 60-day review. So at this time, OC Development Services recommends the Planning Commission to receive the draft six cycle housing element, provide feedback to staff on the six cycle housing element as appropriate, and recommend that the Board of Supervisors consider and approve the draft six cycle housing element as submitted to HCD on July 31st. The next step for the housing element is consideration by your planning commission to recommend approval to the Board of Supervisors, the third draft submitted to HCD at the board meeting on September 12th. This approval would not be the final board action to adopt the housing element. This initial approval is proposed to communicate to HCD that the policymakers here in the county have approved the submission of the third draft. Following the response from HCD expected by September 29th, OC Development Services and County Council will update the board and your commission. If a substantial compliance letter is received, the draft housing element will be submitted to Planning Commission to recommend adoption to the board and then the board for final adoption. The housing element can be found at the following link. All of the previous drafts, including the latest draft submitted to HCD and additional information can be found on the Housing Element Update website. So that concludes the presentation. Myself, Yuritsi, and Ruby Maldonado are here for any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any questions from the board? Commissioner Hall or Bartlett?
Just be okay to just make comments as well.
Yes, absolutely.
So thank you for the staff report and also for an impressive written staff report. That was, I don't even know how many pages it was, but it was a lot of pages, a lot of good information. And I know it's extremely challenging to try and get your housing element approved by HCD. I think about half the cities in the County of Orange have been successful so far. I know that we'll all be successful, but it's just it's an effort after an effort after an effort. So thank you for everything that you've done there. I wanted to mention that as it relates to the inclusionary ordinance, that is programmatic in nature and not specific. A question for the staff or maybe county council is that I'm not a big fan of the inclusionary process, but by including it in the programmatic part of the housing element, does that prejudice our ability to potentially vote for or against it once it comes back to the county as an actual implementation plan?
Thank you, Commissioner Bartlett. I don't think so, because we made it clear in the description of the program that this would have to be considered by the board, so that it was under consideration. And board action is discretionary, as is most of the actions of the Planning Commission. So whatever form that comes in, you will still have the opportunity to vote yes or no. We will hopefully by that point have a substantially compliant housing element. And if the program doesn't occur, at that point I think that on our next housing cycle we would have to explain that and potentially, you know, replace it with a different program to address affordable housing needs. Because one of the issues that the housing element found is that we certainly have an affordable housing issue in unincorporated areas in Orange County, and those are the numbers that we are not hitting, right? So for very low and extremely low income families, those are the housing that we are not building. And so how do we then address that issue? And that is something that HCD is looking for. And there are not a lot of good policy options for that people necessarily like. So the inclusionary housing seemed to be one that was more middle of the road than other options and was included in housing elements from other jurisdictions within Orange County. And other jurisdictions have actually been doing it, not just this time, it was in their previous housing element. So like San Clemente and Santa Ana, it's a continuation of a program for them, and San Clemente, I know, expanded their program. That's their proposal, at least to HCD, and they have an approved element. So that's kind of where we're at and what we're hoping for, but we are aware that, yeah, it may be a no.
Okay.
once the actual ordinance is brought before the Planning Commission and the Board.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Hall?
Yeah, I just have a quick one. On the timeline, I see that September 12th is when the Board is going to receive a recommendation, and there's a 60-day review process by HTD. So with that timeline, when can the Commission expect to get the so-called final version so we can approve or disapprove?
Well, this is...
Is that a fair question?
We will know by September 29th when we get comments back as to whether or not it's going to quickly come to the Planning Commission or if it's going to take some additional time. So we are anticipating having a meeting in the first meeting in November, the Planning Commission meeting, and we can provide an update there. It's a bit premature. The Board of Supervisors will review it on the 12th. We're expecting comments back on the 29th from HCD, and then from that point, we'll have a better understanding.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, we've been going at it for a while, so I just want to pin down some timeline, but it is what it is.
It's a challenge, right? In so far that we're having to on the fly interpret new legislation and adapt that into policy programs without clear direction from the state as to what that looks like. We're consistently being told it doesn't look like what you've provided us, so do something different. So again, I don't mean to belabor that point. It's just a very challenging environment. And to Commissioner Bartlett's point, that's an experience felt by half of the communities within the county. And a lot of that, I think, is that communities are, to a degree, reticent to have programs and policies that some of the other communities have because they are significantly impactful to them, or at least in their impression of these things. So that's part of that as well. So,
okay, that's all.
Anything else, Commissioner?
It's more of a curiosity question than anything else. Is that?
I felt it. He felt it. He's like, I have to say something else. Okay, he was not done.
So, 180,000, RENA countywide with all the cities and the county, and our portion of that is about, 10.5 or something?
Yeah. 4.6.
Yeah, and so maybe 5% plus or minus. Because we're such a low percentage, does the state have a tendency to maybe not pay as much attention to someone like us rather than, let's say, a larger jurisdiction that might have 10 or 15%?
I think we are paid attention to disproportionately because of our reputation.
Because of what?
Because of a political reputation.
Oh,
well, our differences with
Orange County, right? Orange County.
You're the Orange Curtain.
We're on the map.
Still.
Orange Curtain, okay.
So, in addition to just the political component of it, I think that some of our limited policies and previous elements that other communities have previously included raises that specter of not just passing the bar today, but trying to make up for not passing certain bars in the past. So there is a high degree of scrutiny for the county, and to a degree, they like to make examples out of people that don't fall in line with their policy prerogative.
Okay, so I want to echo exactly what Commissioner Bartlett said. Thank you. It was a great report, well presented. Thank you for the briefing because it helped me prepare and I did some more research because it's going to come up, the affordable housing and all levels, low, moderate, everything, extremely low. So it'll be interesting to see the feedback that we're going to get from the Board of Supervisors and directions for us even to reconsider because those need to be included. Not politics, it's just, it's going to be expected probably. So moving forward, what I understand is the recommended action to receive this draft and to adopt this going towards the Board. Is that the motion we're making here?
The recommended actions are to receive and file. The recommended actions are to receive and file, but also it's you're approving, you're recommending that the Board approve the draft that we sent to HCD.
Do I hear a motion?
I'll make the motion that we recommend to the Board that the
Receive and file.
Receive and file. Unless someone else has any feedback, right? We don't have any more feedbacks for staff, so.
I'll second that.
Well, to be clear, the motion needs to account for either approve, recommendation or to not recommend approval of the draft itself.
So you could just say.
So I will approve the draft as presented and recommend that we present it to the board.
I'll second.
Let's prepare to vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, and thank you again to staff. That was a really great presentation. Appreciate that. Item two, election of planning commission vice chair for the 23 due to a vacancy.
Madam Chair, if I may, I would like to continue this item just for the fact that we envisioned two commissioners. So if that's okay, I would like to recommend a continuance.
Do we need to vote on the continuance or just?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Great, and so we have a motion for that. Do I have a second?
Yeah, second.
Perfect, let's go ahead and vote. Aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Perfect. So this item two will continue into a future meeting or next meeting. Great, let's go on to, I love this, it's just moving along. Item number three, executive officer update.
Thank you, Chair Perez. Just a couple of housekeeping items. The September 13th meeting, we are anticipating canceling that meeting. However, we are anticipating having two items plus an election, so a total of three items for the September 27th. That will include the Farrelland Townhomes Project, which is a condominium development in Yorba Linda. Secondarily, and it's an adaptive reuse of an underperforming shopping center. Secondly, we would have a proposed draft amendments to the alternative design standards for the ranch that's coming forward as well.
So the Yorba Linda would be, what is that, fourth district?
Yes.
Okay, and then the ranch obviously is fifth district?
Yes.
Okay.
So.
With
that, we are receiving a number of project applications and interest in development, specifically of affordable housing. So we're anticipating some pickup there. On a staffing front, we have made an offer to a new senior planner for environmental and advanced planning areas. Hopefully that will be formally accepted here in the next week and we'll bring someone else on board. And then we've begun recruitments for the current planning administrative manager as well as the planning division manager. So hopefully we can bring on some more management oversight. So if there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Commissioner Bartlett from the executive update. Thank you, that was great. Will you update us on a project we've agreed on? Because I know we talked that the...
The only outstanding project that was under consideration or further consideration was the Ranch Hills development. That item was originally scheduled to go to yesterday to the Board of Supervisors in order to meet the required timelines. However, at the request of the appellant, that has been pushed out to the September 12th Board of Supervisors hearing. And under the pretense of the request was that there was attempts to have a mediation process or some discourse as to maybe a compromise. So until that time, until we are otherwise, we're anticipating September 12th for the meeting.
Perfect, thank you. County Council update?
I don't have any. I was just going to cover that on September 12th, we'll be considering Ranch Hills and this general plan amendment at the board. And another reason for the continuance of Ranch Hills was we were missing two board members yesterday.
So. Wonderful. Planning Commissioner comments. Commissioner Hunt?
I really don't have any, but I would like to take this opportunity to welcome, I forgot your name.
Marissa.
Melissa.
Marissa.
Okay. And you will be taking over for Sharon,
Sharon.
As a permanent, right?
Yay.
Okay.
Yes.
So you'll be working with us and keep us informed and yes. In line of everything that we have to do, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, welcome on board.
Thank you.
Commissioner Bartlett?
Really, no comments. No. Thank you.
Perfect. I just want to thank again staff for their report and wish everybody a happy Labor Day that's coming up because we won't be to see each other for Labor Day weekend. So everyone be safe out there, staying warm out there. Public comments. Let's go ahead and open it up for public comments. Correct? No? Okay, perfect. Seeing none, I will go ahead and close public comments. Perfect. All right, so anything else? I think this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, and it's, what time is it? 1:56? I love it, that was right.
Thank you all again, appreciate it, have a great week.
Thank you.
Thank you.